A look inside the Jaguars suite at Lucas Oil Stadium. Jags executives and scouts taking in the first day of on-field work at the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. And welcome inside the media center at Lucas Oil Stadium. This is Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The first on-field day, the offensive linemen, tight ends, and specialists on the field today inside Lucas Oil Stadium. But inside the media center, Jameis Winston stole the show and spoke today. He will throw on Saturday. More on that coming up. Jags GM Dave Caldwell met the media circuit today as well. It's a busy week of interviews for the Jaguars GM. And when looking at prospects, two major things go into the equation.
Player either has to be a cultural fit or productive. And ideally, we would like both. And when we look at those players, we hopefully that 95% of our players are really good cultural fits. The ones that aren't, we hope that we can develop them. And part of our organization philosophy is when a player comes to us, our goal is that whatever they are as a player, but as a person, that they leave Jacksonville as a better person.
Defensive line linebacker day in the media room, and two of the biggest names listed near the top of most analyst boards are Leonard Williams of Southern Cal and Dante Fowler Jr. of Florida. The versatility of both should help most any team in the league.
I can play anywhere. I can play from linebacker to DN and then going in trenches and playing three technique to nose guard. So I can do a lot for a team, and that causes a lot of outfits for, you know, for the offense and really just, you know, stressing the offensive coordinators out and things like that.
I'm kind of versatile and, you know, where I could play. And, I can see myself playing for any D-line, you know, wherever they would want to line me up. And, I'll just try my hardest to learn that position and, learn it to my best ability and play the best I can.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Defensive line day, John. What did you think of these two guys?
Well, I don't guess you get much of an impression on a day like this because you're watching them stand at a podium. But what you do get from Leonard Williams and Fowler is that they're both impressive, confident, very at ease being here. I think we'll find out a little more. I expect to go to both of those pro days and get a chance to observe them in action a little more and talk to more people about them. But I think what you saw today is these guys are not shy about where they think they belong in the draft. And I was impressed with Fowler just the few minutes that he spoke.
Yeah.
I never really heard very much from him. Very at ease, very comfortable, and very confident that he belongs in this group.
And by the time we recorded this program, Gregory had not been to the podium yet. Now, there was the show that was Jameis Winston today. He started off with a comment saying that the past is behind him and that he will throw on Saturday here at the Combine. What do you make of Jameis?
Well, and I mentioned that the other two guys were comfortable up there. He looked at home now, didn't he? I mean,
yeah.
He likes it. He enjoys the stage. He's something. And he came out later. I think everybody's seen the picture on Twitter where he looked maybe a little overweight. And he came out and he said, I look good. And he was smiling. He's very comfortable. He's going to be a show wherever he goes. He's comfortable in the spotlight. He's going to be a story the next few weeks. I'll say that much.
I'm curious to count how many times he said face of the franchise in his press conference.
He's eager for it. And you know what? Who knows what he's been through for him to come out and still be this confident. He is not going to lack for a belief that he's ready for the job. So, you know what? More power to him. He's probably going to be the number one pick.
Big day for the Jags today. Dave Caldwell met the media, and I guess the biggest topic out of that was that he's willing, well, I guess more willing than before, mm-hmm. to trade down.
Yeah, and he said, you know, the last couple of years, if he'd have gotten a good deal, he'd have taken it, certainly. But he was a little reluctant because he felt like the Jaguars had very specific needs that were right now needs. Mm-hmm. He doesn't feel like they're in quite that sort of no margin for error situation anymore. And that so he's a little more willing to trade back out of it if he gets a good deal. And I think he believes, like everybody else believes, that there could be a good deal waiting with the quarterbacks at the top of the draft.
And the other part of that is that he's not a huge free agency fan.
Boy, said he hates it. So, and I don't think he actually hates everything about it, but I think he believes, like most GMs believe, there are better ways, meaning the draft, to build a franchise. That doesn't believe the Jaguars won't be active. Everybody knows the Jaguars are going to be active, but he did say several times today, look, he's not going to just keep going down a list and sign guys who shouldn't be signed at sort of the notch that they're at. They have to be smart. You have to be smart in free agency. I expect Dave Caldwell to do that. They'll be aggressive, but not foolish.
That'll do it for our daily coverage here in Indy. I guess our next step is pro days, John.
Pro Days, and I guess we'll be in Nebraska, and I'll bring my coat again for that one. How about that?
Well, I think we'll pack the same exact
No
way.
Doubt.
Well done, John, all week. That'll do it for our coverage from Indianapolis. That's it for Inside the Jaguars from Lucas Oil Stadium in the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine.